This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom, Steve, and I coming back. It is One Bills Live presented by Kalina Health Live from the Seneca Studio. Seneca Resorts and Casino, nothing comes close.
Take care of yourself tonight, right? Take care of yourself tonight. Stay humble and stay hungry. Stay humble and stay hungry. We got a lot to learn from this game. If we want to go where we're trying to go. And it's one game at a time.
Hey, let's continue that growth mindset. We need to learn how to close out teams so it's not even that close so we can be done. All right, let's finish the way we can dominate teams. So let's get back to work after we celebrate tonight and just continue to get better each and every single week. Bills on three. One, two, three. Bills!
Sean McDermott followed by Lorenzo Alexander in the Buffalo, victorious Buffalo locker room yesterday. We thought we'd take you in there. You can catch that if you want to see it. If you didn't see it, catch that up at BuffaloBills.com. John Murphy, Steve Tasker in our Seneca studios in Orchard Park. One Bills Live goes till 3. Maddie Glab will have the Maddies coming up at the 2 o'clock hour. In the meantime, our Twitter question, it's a good one. We haven't spent it. We've ignored it, Steve. I will confess. We've ignored it a little bit. What did you like and what did you not like from yesterday's game? Pretty simple. Give us a call, 803-0550, toll-free, 1-888-550-2550. We'll get to your calls here. We'll get to some of the tweets in a moment. Let's go to Joe calling from Rochester. Hello, Joe. Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. I haven't heard the whole show, so I don't know if anyone brought this up, but I thought one of the best plays, it didn't amount to a lot, but one of the best plays is when Josh Allen fell down. He took the snap. He fell down. He dropped the ball. He grabs the ball, and he's still beating the two defenders that are chasing after him. Then he fires out and makes the completion down the sideline. That was a lot of athletic ability, right?
Oh, yeah.
He did in that one little play.
Yeah, it was a marvel. I said it on the air on the broadcast with Eric yesterday, Steve, that play. And, you know, most quarterbacks would be done once they go down with the ball kind of popping out of his hands. But Josh is such a superior athlete that he made a play out of it.
Yeah, and I think he completed it to Sweeney or was it to Knox?
I can't remember
which one. The tight end, yeah. And it was a 5-yard gain or whatever. But it looked like it was going to be a disaster. He can do that. It'll be great when he doesn't have to do that, you know, when he can – and I get it. You're going to drop a snap. Stuff like that's going to happen. He's got a high-end ability to make plays. We know that. We all see it. What we need from him is to make sure everybody else makes plays around him. He's got to do the right thing with the football all the time. No turnovers. Stop taking any hits at all. Stay in the pocket, find your receivers, go to your second receiver, make targeted throws, stay on the field offensively, and get touchdowns. I mean, that's what it's going to look like. And I get it. It's fun to watch him drop the ball and roll over and then get up and throw a desperation pass for a completion or to wrench out of the grasp of somebody and make a play. He's got the ability to do that, and there are going to be some games where we're going to win only because he can do that. But we're going to win – the ultimate thing, the ultimate prize, and what we're all hoping for, a championship, only when he starts to stand in the pocket, gets protected, and starts to pick defenses apart and win from the pocket. Because that's how ultimately you got to win these games, from the pocket. So I love all the ups and downs, but he's got to make more of the mundane, stand in the pocket and just deliver the ball, make the right decision plays for me.
Jared on the line from Jamestown. Hello, Jared. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I wanted to mainly about something that I noticed yesterday on a lot of the running plays, not all of them, but any of the ones that it seemed that Josh might have the option to either change to another path, another play, or pull it out and go for a pass. And it just seems like, I don't know if it's something that Josh is doing on his own or if he's being coached up to do it, but that the quarterback to running back exchange seems so long to me, at least on the TV, compared to any of the other games that I watch of other teams this year. And I think it might be a reason for some of our very good success, especially with our run game, because it's really locking the linebackers in place where they have to worry, is Josh really going to pull that out at the last second and throw it behind my head 2, 3, 4 yards?
What do you think of that?
There's something to it. Jared, I see what you mean. There's a play series called RPOs where run pass options, and sometimes a quarterback, if he puts the ball into the running back's stomach and looks at the defense, and if the defender closes in on the running back, then he'll pull it out and throw it to the receiver that is behind the defender or in the spot where the defender was. And a lot of times, if the quarterback has any kind of option, whether to give it to the running back, throw it, or to run with it, that exchange does take an extra half second or a split second because he has to make the decision and he has to keep the defense in doubt until he actually does make the decision. So that's why that exchange looks different than others. You'll see it in other teams as well. I don't know what games you're seeing. I see it every Sunday with different teams in the NFL, and I get it. And they ran it a couple of times yesterday, and it seemed to work. Well, it worked enough that they won the game. But that's just part of every offense in the NFL these days. So, I'm with you. As long as he makes the right decision and can execute the play, they're going to be fine. But it all comes down to a decision he's got to make with the ball in his hands as to whether to give it to the running back or not.
Dave on the line from Florida. Go ahead, Dave. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mark? Steve, how's everybody?
Great.
Good.
Okay, my takeaway from the game offensively was Cole Beasley and – my man, Gore. Gore, I thought, played a great game. And the bad side of it, I don't see too much. I like that defense. I think they'll stand up to your Patriots for doubting Chris Brown over there. And I think we're going to go. I like what I saw. Two bad passes that I saw. That's it. You talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you. What about Chris Brown? Did he say?
He said, as for the doubting Chris Brown was the downer, buzzkill.
Buzzkill Chris, yeah.
Chris
buzzkill Brownie.
Well, the defense is going to be up against it because this is a really good offense this week. An experienced quarterback, and they've got all their buttons pushing. I mean, they can hit all the notes and push all the buttons and do everything they need to do to beat you. You're going to have to be disciplined and play mistake-free. And we talk about mistake-free on the offensive side with Josh Allen not throwing the interception, not coughing the ball up and all that, but it goes just as much for the defense as well. Our defense cannot make mistakes. And a couple of times they got caught yesterday, giving Mixon an open lane. The guy didn't snug up fast enough on the backside of the run, and he got out. They took it to the Bills a little bit in the running game, a little more so than they were able to do in the first three games of their season, or the first two games of their season. So, yeah, the Bills can't play, they got them to play mistake-free defensively as well as offensively against the Patriots because Brady will kill them.
We got more calls to take. We've got more tweets to read, and we got another hour to do it. Plus, Maddie Glab with the Maddies coming up, her awards for yesterday's win. All of that coming up in hour number three. Come on back. One Bills Live presented by Kalata Health. We're live from the Seneca Studio, Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing comes close.